Steve, can you give me a couple examples of programs, of activities or something? Since you're program director for Wisconsin Network for Peace and Justice, what are some programs that have been visible, had effect, been particularly fun to do?
Well, we've actually had a really good example today. There's a statewide campaign called Restore the Vote that's working to restore voting rights to ex-offenders. In the state of Wisconsin, people who are on probation or parole are denied the right to vote. And this is a very broad statewide coalition. ACLU Wisconsin, for example, is working on it. Many of our member groups are engaged in that. It was before a committee of the assembly, and yesterday the committee voted to pass that proposal to expand voting rights and to send that to a full assembly for a vote. And that was a product of a lot of work. Again, we play a supporting role, so I wouldn't say that we could claim the bulk of credit for that. It was many, many people who worked together on that. But the important thing was bringing people to that hearing, a committee hearing, from all over the state of Wisconsin. You know, family members of people, ex-offenders, and ex-offenders themselves, and people who work with ex-offenders, to talk about the importance of restoring those voting rights. And we're happy to say that we've been successful, that coalition has been successful in getting that out of committee and getting that sent to the full assembly for vote. And, of course, they'll now continue that work to win that vote in the assembly and eventually to make that law.
I suppose it's all the more important to help restore people's voting rights when we've criminalized so many aspects of American society. What before was a minor event that you wouldn't lose your voting rights for, now you smoke pot and so therefore you lose your right. That kind of thing does happen, right?
Yeah, and that's, I think, one of the important ideas behind the network is that these issues are connected. So, for example, the war on drugs is creating a huge increase in our prison population, and then that is having the effect of denying people voting rights. And so seeing how those things are connected, it encourages people to belong to an organization like Wisconsin Network for Peace and Justice because they understand we don't see these issues in opposition or one is competing against the other or everyone should go work on this rather than that, but that they're all connected and we need to work on all of them and support each other in those struggles. So I think the connection you've made there is a really important one, and there are many connections like that that can be made between the issues we work on.